It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad you could join us today. In the studio with me is Paul Gigliotti, and he is here due to the White River Marathon for Kenya. Now, this is the 15th White River Marathon that we've held in Cotter. Is that correct?
It is. It's been a longstanding, almost staple of the community now, we like to think.
It is.
Yeah. It's the 15th annual for it. The first couple of years, it was the Mountain Home Marathon. Mm-hmm. And then we changed the course and decided to make use of our beautiful lakes and rivers and nature around here. So we moved the course over to Cotter and Denton Ferry Road, right along the river. It's beautiful. People love coming down for it. So we're excited.
It's a good course, too, because it's downhill to start, and then it's pretty flat, right?
It's completely flat. I love going to different races, to the expos that they have. Mm-hmm. We were in Springfield last week, and just boasting to people that we're a negative elevation course. So the overall gain on the course is a negative. The first mile is all downhill, and then we run up and down Denton Ferry Road, where it's as flat
it's
as you're going to find around
yeah.
here. And we finish up down on the river, and it's beautiful, and people love coming down here to qualify for their Boston Marathon time or just to set a new personal record, a PR as we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get a lot of folks, they're excited. We'll say fortunate enough, I'm going to run it this year myself, the half marathon.
Are you really?
I am. There's a few other race directors that run their own race, and I told our crew that I want to run. And everyone's jaw dropped, but they said, come on, guys, you can do it. It's only an hour and 38 minutes. I'll be back. And they said, okay, fine.
Well, any runners out there that want to get involved in this, you really need to get on it because online registration is going to be cut off here really quick, right?
Thursday at midnight.
Okay.
Then you have to try your luck and see if you can
get in.
If you can get in on Friday.
Now, you take 750 runners as your cap.
We
do. Your limit. And we're already over 500.
Well over 500. We hopefully sell out. I don't know if we will or not this close, but we're, you know, over 500, something to pat ourselves on the back for.
Saturday is not going to be a bad day either.
No, the weather's
it's going to be a little
great.
Cool, but if you go on the website, you guys have it right because if you go into the frequently asked questions, what's the weather like? Well, it starts in the 30s and usually gets up to about 50. It's going to be just about right.
It is. So we, as runners, you don't want it too hot for sure. Some of them don't want it too cold. I don't mind it. But we'll start off in the 30s this year, at least according to today's weather forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it may get up to the high 50s, overcast. So it'll be great. Last year, we started out very warm. As the race director, I was out there wearing short pants, and which is funny because I'm the one standing around. I should be cold. But by the end of it, we're all scrounging for clothes, and it got drizzly, and then it got, I think, kind of sleety and just got cold and miserable. But
it should be much better this year.
This year's going to be great, I think.
Tell me the name of the town in Kenya, because I don't want to butcher it.
Oh,
is
sure.
It Katito?
Katito, Kenya. World Vision, which is an organization that helps folks literally all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We adopted this village as part of a program where other people's funds went into it too, and they call it the WASH program for water and sanitation hygiene. And so we helped these folks kind of build some basic infrastructure, mm-hmm. and we built them water wells. It started off as like a hand pump, and then it was wind powered, and now they're kind of up to speed. And we essentially finished that project, and now we've turned our attention to what you can call mother and child services, where they give them some education and make sure mom and baby are doing the right things both before birth and after birth, till they're probably 2 years old. So we're happy to still help the kids of Katito, as our t-shirts say, and move forward with that. And it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. It is very exciting. Tell me about the shoe recycling drive with Eco Sneakers.
Eco Sneakers is a great organization. They're based out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're happy to accept your still have life in them that's so tattered you can't recognize anymore. Any of your old sneakers, even other shoes, but you know, we're a running event, so we go for your sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So any basic tennis shoe is three parts. There's the hard rubber that's on the bottom, that's the outsole, then the squishy part in the middle, that's the midsole, and then everything that goes over your foot is the upper. And I don't know how they do it, but they kind of have this way of they'll either take the ones that are just so beat up you can't use them, and they essentially pull them apart, and they do things like make high school track surfaces out of them or gym playground surfaces so they can recycle them that way. Or they take the ones that still have life in them and take them both stateside and even overseas, depending on what they have going on, to give them to those who need shoes.
That's amazing that they can do all that with just some beat up sneakers.
Right.
That's great. And you don't have to throw them in the landfill.
You don't have to throw them in the landfill. At least they're going somewhere.
Exactly.
So we always have this big, giant pile. Last time when they picked him up, he came in a big pickup truck, and we filled up the whole bed, mounded it over, and then shoved everything in the back seat of the cab, too. So I think we had 350 pairs of shoes.
That's a lot of pairs of shoes.
It's a lot of pairs of shoes. And luckily, they sit outside, so you don't have to smell them either.
There you go. And what a great use for them as well. Now, this all takes place this Saturday, 7 a.m. You guys have a potluck afterwards as well.
We do. I'll give him a shout out. John Hilbert is a great guy. He's local in town here. He's a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And he just does an amazing job of organizing this potluck. It encompasses a lot of crock pots of soup, which is great for all these people
Perfect.
That have been out there freezing all day long. And then I'm going to give some shout outs in a moment here.
Uh-huh.
Donations from pretty much every restaurant facility here locally. So we would officially like to thank Papa John's, Papa Murphy's, El Chico, Chili's, The Back 40, Little Caesars, Buffalo Wild Wings, Jimmy John's, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Hardee's, KT's Barbecue, Holy Smokes Barbecue, Walmart, and Harps for
Excellent.
Their donations to this event. And it's kind of one of our things. People love coming to this race because it's this renowned post-race meal. No other race that I've been to has anything close. There's always some food, but Cotter School's cafeteria is our base of operations.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get everybody out in the morning and get all the registration stuff squared away, about 10 a.m., John has this army of folks that come in and set up. And then when the runners finish, they get shuttled back to where we started at the school. And we do awards out of there and other announcements and things. And we kind of just this cool running community event. Other folks are welcome to come check it out, too.
Spectators are welcome.
Spectators are welcome, particularly on Friday evening. We do an early packet pickup.
Oh, good.
And a pre-race pasta dinner out of the school there in Cotter. And that's from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30. And it's open to the public. You can purchase your ticket at the door. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children. It's some great homemade pastas. The End of the Light organization.
Yes,
the local
great organization.
From here. We kind of have an agreement where it's a fundraiser for them. So we're happy to raise money for Kenya, but we like to kind of spread the love
Absolutely.
Locally, of course, too. And so we write them a check at the end for their time. They come in with a pretty big group, and they come and set up, and most of it's all homemade food. There's pasta, salad, meat sauce, vegetarian options. They always have something good for dessert. So there's cool folks.
Sounds
We're
terrific.
Happy to help them. They help us, and it's a kind of a win-win.
Well, I thank you so very much for everything you do getting this race together. Again, the deadline is midnight 15th. And you go to whiterivermarathon.com,
yes.
and you can register online. Paul, thank you so much.
You're
Good
welcome.
Luck.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
I'll take that luck.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other. Stay warm out there. And I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.